again.
It is 7 p.m. on Monday night, and it's time for Tempest Freerunning Academy's adult freerunning class. They have students ranging from their first day to seasoned veterans, separated by a wristband like karate belts, starting with white for beginners and gold for expert. Giancarlo Gomez, a blue band for advanced parkour training, is in the fourth stage of his Tempest Freerunning band classes, and is in his class practicing jumping from running from wall to wall. His coach is closely watching and giving critiques.
I've been doing parkour for about a year now. I found it via a friend. He was taking classes, and he just told me, hey, take classes with me, and I did, and I enjoyed it. Fell in love with it after that.
Tempest Freerunning Academy is a gym devoted completely to the training of parkour and freerunning technique. One of the now many gyms in the U.S. devoted to the advancement of freerunning and parkour. It is located in Chatsworth, California. Tempest is swarmed with mats, bars, and huge structures designed to push the athlete to innovative movement, a safe place to train for the otherwise dangerous sport. Anything from side flips to dive rolls can be considered parkour. The parkour movement itself didn't reach peak popularity until 2006. According to Google statistics, in 2006, parkour had more Google searches than even rock climbing and mountain biking. Samjay Daniels is a member of the staff at Tempest. He coaches students of all ages.
I am a coach here at Tempest Freerunning Academy. I teach a lot of variety of people. I teach kids ranging from like 6 to 17 and even adults. I've been doing parkour for around 2 years now. I started in 2014 of April.
Dane August, who is relatively new to parkour, says the biggest challenge is the dangers of hurting oneself.
I started getting into parkour a couple months ago when I realized that having muscles and being able to do nothing with them was absolutely pointless. So I thought I'd join parkour so I could be sexy and also jump. I found Tempest through a friend. I met a guy who is one of the coaches here and was telling me about it and was like, dude, you should totally come. And I was like, okay. So I came, signed up for my first class, and been in love ever since. It's awesome. I got the biggest challenge of parkour is just learning how to do it safely so you don't hurt yourself in the process of doing all these crazy trips and flips and whatever else, making sure that you're safe so that you don't hurt your body.
Samjay Daniels, parkour coach of Tempest Freerunning Academy, says the biggest challenge is that it's all in your head.
The biggest challenges of parkour would be just fear itself, like you not knowing if you're going to be able to make something or you scared of being something. Also, one of the biggest challenges would be if you were athletic enough and had enough strength, because I've seen bodybuilders and CrossFit people have all the strength in the world, but they just weren't flexible enough or had that body type just to do a single move.
Lisa Castro, a mother of a student at Tempest, she says the biggest challenge is spectating the stunts, but the benefits of the gym justify it all.
It's a safer environment. They're not out in the street goofing around, and the coaches here are really good with the kids, so it's worth it.
Inisa Kongbuksa, a fan of parkour / girlfriend of a freerunner, says that YouTube is where she first heard about parkour.
I think the first video I saw was probably like more than 5 years ago in high school, and I think it was one of those viral videos online. And then I saw another one where it's kind of like a video game, like Assassin's Creed. There was like a video that was kind of like Assassin's Creed, but they did it. They dressed up, and then they did it all over, like, I think New York City or something.
Giancarlo Gomez says it's all about the mindset.
Biggest challenges of parkour for me is getting over your mental barriers. Every move you do,
is just getting over the fact that you can do it, or that you can't do it, and then you can do it, and then doing it.
Parkour and free running popularity is still growing today. And by 2010, according to Google statistics, had more searches than even skateboarding. Perhaps one day parkour will be a household name and sport. This has been Deshaun Kavanaugh reporting for KPCRadio.com.